All right. Okay, this is Dana Denny. I'd like to call the City of Madison Personnel Board to order. And I believe that we will first have an introduction to the meeting led.
Thank you. This is a virtual meeting. In meetings like this, it is particularly important to follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, we ask that you please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to debate or move an amendment will have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use your raise hand function. Committee staff members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use your raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. For city staff in attendance, please activate your video when you are speaking. Also, use your raise hand feature if you are asked a question. And lastly, members of the public, there are no members of the public, but if they join, they are asked to have their Zoom name match the name on their registration and remain muted until called upon by the chair. As I mentioned, there are no public comments or registrants to speak today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Why don't we start by taking a roll call? I'm Dana Denny, Chair.
Anne Benishek Clark, Vice Chair.
Helga Vranny.
Angela Nash.
Is that all that we have, or do we have a? I thought we had more people than that. I'm sorry, second.
Kimala is not in attendance today.
Oh, okay. So that is all we have for today? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. With that, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the March 6, 2024 meeting of the Personnel Board?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, perfect. Any discussion on the motion? If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor. If you do have an objection, please use the Zoom raise hand function now and for the roll. Not hearing any objection, I will declare that the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously. All right, is there any public comment? I see that there. Or I heard that there is, we don't have any members of the public present. Just wanted to make sure that's still the case and no one has entered a bit late. Are there any disclosures or recusals on part of the board members for any of the issues that we will be discussing on the agenda this afternoon?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you. Well, not hearing that, why don't we move on to new business? We do have three items. The first is item two on your agenda, which is item number 82820 to create the classification of Community Development Manager in Comp Grade 18, Range 15. Is there a motion to approve or deny? Or is there a motion to approve? Why don't I do that?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Angela. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you very much. HR, you may present.
All right, good afternoon. This is a position study for position 111, which is a community development program manager that's in Comp Group 18, Range 14, currently filled by Yolanda Shelton Morris. This position was given oversight of the senior center, the Madison Senior Center, during the summer of 2022. It was placed under their direction on an interim basis when their director position became vacant. After a failed recruitment, the decision was made that it was going to be permanently placed under the purview of that position because it had similarly aligned initiatives. And so this position now has overall responsibility for the complete operations, staff, facility, everything that's going on over at the senior center. But they are still retaining their work and oversight of the community resources unit, which involves several different youth and adult employment training and career development and out of school youth and family programming, and then crisis intervention and prevention. And through that work, this position's responsible for providing funding to a significant number of partner agencies. And also in that position, they are supervising professional and administrative employees, also serving on the Community Development Division management team. So it is one of three management positions. And so currently it is in range 14 along with another community development program manager. However, with the addition of this new responsibility at the senior center, and because of the level of funding money that it works with, in addition now to the increase in staff members, it did feel more appropriate to be placed at a higher range, more in line with the community development grant supervisor, which is one of the other managers. And so because of that, we are recommending that a new classification is created, and we are titling that community development manager. That would go into Comp Group 18, Range 15. We would delete that other management classification, which is Community Development Grant Supervisor. And then we would recreate this position as well as that position, which is 4252, into this new classification. And we would reallocate both employees then into these new positions. If there's any questions, I can certainly answer those.
Okay, I don't hear any questions for Julie. Is there any discussion at this point? Okay, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Not seeing any objection, the motion passes. Let's move on to the next agenda item, which is, let me jump back to, there we go. This is item 3 on your agenda. It is number 82821 to recreate position 1471 of account clerk 3 as an administrative assistant in comp grade 20, range 14 in parks operating budget and reallocate the employee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
To approve. Oh, thank you. Okay, is there a second? I heard an original objection and then second by Angela, correct?
That's fine.
All right, thank you. Okay, HR, you may present.
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Wick with City Human Resources. This study is related to a request that was received by HR on February 8th of this year from Park Superintendent Eric Knepp. The request indicated that this position, which has a working title of payroll specialist, is responsible for highly specialized functions and is expected to be the Parks Division subject matter expert within the areas of payroll, personnel services, and budgetary documentation. My recommendations are that this position be recreated as an administrative assistant in Comp Group 20, Range 14, and that the employee Jay Walters be reallocated to the new position. Jay was appointed to this position as an account clerk 3 in September of 2022 and has been performing the full range of functions expected of the position since that time. Over time, the independence of function has increased the level of knowledge related to human resources, finance, and safety functions has increased, and the position has taken on more of a leadership role in those areas, including developing training, documentation, and procedures for the agency. This position is also being cross-trained on purchasing functions within the Parks Division. There is a purchasing specialist that is in the same work unit, and that position is also classified as an administrative assistant. So in light of the broader range of responsibilities beyond accounting, it seems logical that the account clerk 3 position also be at the admin assistant classification. So for those reasons, again, I am recommending that account clerk position account clerk 3 position number 1471 in comp group 20 range 11 be recreated as an administrative assistant in comp group 20 range 14, and that the employee Jay Walters be reallocated to the new position. Any questions?
Okay, not hearing any questions. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, if there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, please use the Zoom raised hand function now, and we will call the roll. Not hearing any objection, I declare the motion to approve, and it passes unanimously. Let's move on then to our final item on the agenda today. This is item 4, numbered 82836, to delete the classification of Employee Assistance Program Manager from Comp Group 18, Range 15 in salary schedule, and recreate the classification in Comp Group 21, Range 18. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, HR, you may present.
All right, this is me again. So this study is of position 862. As Dana mentioned, it is an employee assistance program manager in Comp Group 18, Range 15, which is currently filled by Arlene Gonzalez. So this position has not changed as far as responsibilities since it was last studied in 2018. However, the one change that did take place is the qualifications have been raised, similar to the change in qualifications for the employee assistance specialist several months ago. We have increased the educational requirement on this position to a master's degree, as well as licensure as a clinical social worker, and then also certification as an employee assistance professional. The reason for this change, this position truly is functioning as an agency. It is a small work unit. However, this position has full responsibility for strategic planning, the direction, policy, procedures of the agency, complete control over the budget development and management, contract management, supervisory responsibility of all staff in that unit. And the position does sit on the mayor's management team and does report directly to the mayor. And so this is similar to other agency head positions that are in Comp Group 21. One position that is very similar is our independent police monitor that was created a few years back. That position is an agency head. It's in Comp Group 21, Range 18. It does supervise a small office similar to the EAP, and it supervises professional and administrative staff, has a very similar operating budget, and that position does handle sensitive and confidential information. Not the same information as EAP, but along the same lines of working with people who've had traumatic experiences and being sure to maintain confidentiality when working with them. And so because of the similarities, because it does serve as an agency head, we do feel that it's important that it be recognized as such. And so we are recommending that we delete the existing employee assistance program manager classification that's currently in Comp Group 18, Range 15, and creating a new classification of EAP director in Comp Group 21, Range 18, and that will go through a separate ordinance. And then recreating this position into the new classification and reallocating the employee into this new position. So if there's any questions, I can answer that.
I do have a question, Julie. Does this particular, I don't know, does the City of Madison actually also work with a vendor for your EAP services, or do you provide all of this support in-house?
So we have a hybrid. So we do provide support directly internally, but we also do have the option of an external entity that we have in a contract through, so that if for some reason they are not available, that is there, or if somebody so chooses just to be more comfortable using the external resource, it is available there. So we do have both.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. And I was just reading through or going through again the information that was provided. In Madison, our larger departments also had a function like this, and then we moved solely from a hybrid model to just contracting out all the way for our services because we just didn't have the budget resources to support it any longer. So I was just wondering how in the City of Madison this basically works. So thank you for providing that information. Is there, not hearing any other questions, is there any discussion following Julie's presentation? Okay, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll. Not seeing any objection or being notified with one, then the motion passes. That is our final agenda item for today's agenda. And with that, our agenda is complete, and I assume that a motion to adjourn would be in order. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Second.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Excellent. Any opposed? All right, no hearing, no opposition. The meeting is adjourned, and I guess we will be back in May already, correct? Okay, see you then. Thank you very much, everybody.
See you then.
Good afternoon. Yep, bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.